Get Help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon. CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
And welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM and our special tribute to the Grad Club. It's around 4 p.m. here in beautiful Kingston, Ontario. Thank you for joining us. Before the station break, you heard Joel Plaskett's Fashionable People, another great artist who played at Grad Club that Allison L. really loved seeing there. Thanks to her for the recommendation. Up next, Kingston Juno Award-nominated blues icon Miss Emily shouted out Flying V Productions for the great work bringing fantastic music to Kingston and requested specifically a lovely song by earshot chart-chopping artist Begonia. The song Emily wants us all to hear is called Hot Dog Stand. It's a great one. Enjoy.
Night clouds fall and nothing's new for me. I've seen it all, but not enough to truly see my lipstick loud, my heels are proud. If you were here, you'd agree. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready for the night. I'm feeling alright. Chop through smoke with my two hands. I may have broke a couple bonds, but I got plans, and I always end up losing track of time. I drink too much, I end up flying. Makes me feel like everybody's problems are worse than from Market Street to the hot dog stand. I'll let you hold my hand. I'll let you hold my purse. It couldn't get much worse. You won't get a thing from it, cause I only need a man. Market Street to the hot dog stand. I find myself in this spot from time to time. Can't tell if it's dark or not, and I'm not blind. Everything gets to be so hazy, and I feel like being alone. But being alone makes me feel so crazy. From Market Street to the hot dog stand, I'll let you hold my hand. I'll let you hold my purse. Yeah, you could be my nurse, and you won't get a thing from it, cause I only need a man. From Market Street to the hot dog stand. Oh, from Market Street to my front door. You better stop me, cause I can't take it anymore. And you look so pretty under the light of the moon. And again, I've never seen you in the afternoon. I'm scared of the light. It's just not our time. I may not be alright, but tonight I'm just fine.
And that lovely ditty was Begonia's Hot Dog Stand by special request from local blues legend Miss Emily. Reach back into our archives for the full broadcast of Miss Emily's International Women's Day Showcase that CFRC live broadcast on site on March 7th at the Broom Factory. Up next, I've got a request from local hero Dan Webb, man about town, guy you could hang out with literally every Friday afternoon at the grad club, supporter of CFRC, and a great big fan of great music. We caught up with him in person at Grad Club's AGM on April 24th, the night everything officially shut down for good. I followed up with him over the weekend, and his favorite show ever at Grad Club was NQ Arbuckle. So for Dan, a friend to all, we're playing I Liked You Right From the Start.
You almost fucking ready, Jeff? Let's go!
Show me who you are. I believe everything I saw. In a Mexican bar, somewhere in Alberta, these are times for speaking slow. And whispering jokes. Are you making me coffee? Are you walking me home? Time is moving fast. Everything drags by. Tell me that you want me, and I won't ask you why. This is how things begin. I liked you right away. You were memories in talking. If you know what I'm saying, fall asleep for the night. In a Mexican bar, somewhere in Alberta, I liked you right from the start.
And that was NQ Arbuckle. I liked you right from the start, requested by local hero and grad club mainstay, Dan Webb. Thanks so much, Dan. It was good to see you out on April 24th at the final night ever at grad club. Coming up now, we have another local hero, Liana Finucane, amazing songstress and musician in her own right, and is also out there supporting great music in town all the time. Her favorite show at grad club was a Rio Statics gig. Not sure when, but she remarked how fun it was when one of the band members left the stage, went to the other room to rail on the piano for a while, and everyone just followed. And then they followed back for another full stage set. Here's Horses from the Rio Statics, first album Melville, released back in 91. Thanks, Liana, for the reco and the story.
Word came down and it crashed through my door from the 21st floor. I was thinking about leaving early for a lunch when he told me to shut off my press. His face turned green and his white shirt was wet, like he'd just seen an accident. We threw our masks into a pile. The trucks pulled away for good. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. The gates had been riveted shut. I looked for the foreman. His number was empty. Up to Red Deer to stay. We gathered some signs and we sparked up a fire. Gordy got burned on the high voltage wire. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe! First thing she'll ask me is, how did it go today? Strength in a union. I thought there was strength in a mob. I thought the company was bluffing when they threatened to chop us off. Oh, these guns will wilt, the winter will cease, and all the bonfires will go out. The company knows when they can afford to be. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe. Holy Mackinac Joe.
And we are so back here on CFRC 101.9 FM and our tribute to the Grad Club and all of the amazing music this critical venue in Kingston hosted over the decades. You just heard Horses by the Rheostatics. Thank you to Liana for that recommendation. Up next, CFRC volunteer and host of Saltwater Music, Rob Carnell, wants to hear some music from the seven-piece Newfoundland rock band Hey Rosetta. He mentioned doing an interview with band member Tim Baker for the station ahead of their Grad Club performance that night. And as it turns out, the opener canceled last minute, so Hey Rosetta opened that show with an acoustic set before resuming to their rockier repertoire. So from them, we'll listen to Red Heart right here on CFRC.
Thank you.
And that was Red Heart by Hey Rosetta, requested by CFRC volunteer and saltwater music host Rob Carnell. Stick around, because at 6 o'clock, Rob's coming in hot with a brand new episode. Coming up, local singer-songwriter Savannah Shea, who has joined us here in studio many times and graced the Grad Club stage herself over the years, talked about how she will miss slow dance the most. It was a perennially popular event founded by CFRC alumna Laura Kelly that ran around each Valentine's Day at the Grad Club for 17 years. From Savannah, we've got a request from her from one of the best acts she's ever seen, the Brothers Landreth. And from them, we'll listen to Made My Mind Up, released in 2023. Here we go.
It starts out slow with go ahead and go, and pretty soon the melody's like a rainstorm tin roof symphony. It starts out slow, it goes on and on for way too long. It always ends on a bad note. If you could dance it all, you dance along, it goes on and on. The quiet behind a slamming door, the break of a heart that won't break no more. Get away wheels in a straight line, serenade.
And welcome back. You are still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM here in Kingston, Ontario. And that was the Brothers Landreth with Made Up Mind, requested by local powerhouse singer-songwriter Savannah Shea. I mentioned Laura Kelly a few minutes ago, who ran slow dance at Grad Club for 17 years. Well, CFRC alum Cameron Willis reached out to me over the weekend with a big, huge, long list of great shows he took in while working here as our music coordinator. He noted local band Warmer, featuring Laura Kelly, Matt Rogowski, Cecily Taylor, Arthur Hill, and Kiel Vorekin, as being particularly wonderful. We're going to listen to Beast and Belly from their second and last album, released in 2016, called Peak Health. Enjoy.
Brush teeth, walk your dog, go to work. Doesn't matter.
And that was Beast in Belly from local band Warmer, requested by past CFRC music coordinator and volunteer Cameron Willis. Coming up, Ann Decker reached out on Instagram at CFRC Music and requested some music from her favorite grad club act, Alex Cuba. From him, we're going to listen to Mundo Nuevo from the 2021 album Mendo. Thanks, Ann, for submitting a request.
Se forjaron mis senderos, de alguna mujer bonita se forjaron mis senderos, caminando en noche blanca con la luna ya en el cielo, mi sombra no me dio miedo, mi sombra no me dio miedo, y ahora soy un hombre nuevo. Cualquier pajarito canta cuando ve la primavera. Cualquier pajarito canta cuando ve la primavera. Pone fuerza en su garganta que ha dormido desde enero. Si el canto le alcanza el fuego, si el canto le alcanza el fuego, hoy será un pájaro nuevo.
La luz que el planeta palpa disfrazada. La luz que el planeta palpa disfrazada de lucero, baja quitándose el velo a besar una montaña, sabiendo que si la engaña, sabiendo que si la engaña, hoy será un lucero nuevo. Encontrará consuelo quien entendido lo tiene. Cuando la verdad se muere, cuando la verdad se muere, es que nace un mundo nuevo. Cuando la verdad se muere, cuando la verdad se muere, es que nace un mundo nuevo.
Es que nace un mundo nuevo.
Thank you so much to Ann Decker for requesting Alex Cuba on our Instagram page, who has performed several times at Grad Club, and you just heard Mundo Nuevo from him. Coming up now, we're going to jump into a short chat with Miss Tiffany Morgan, the wonderful person who has built a huge drag scene here in Kingston, and a lot of that art featured happened at the Grad Club, particularly during the regular open stage drag show. Tiffany joins us now to chat about the impact of the loss of this critical venue in Kingston and what's in store for local drag. Thank you for tuning in. Hi, Tiffany. Thanks for joining us here on CFRC. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic, but a little bit sad after what we encountered. You and I were in the space together at the Grad Club AGM on Friday, April 24th, when we learned Grad Club's shutting down forever.
Boo. Boo.
Boo indeed. I'm so thankful that you took some time out of your lovely weekend. I know it's sunshiny and you want to be in your gardens. So thank you very much for joining us. I wanted to chat with you because the closure of the grad club, while it's been a mainstay for so many people at Queen's, whether they're grad students or staff or faculty, they've been going there for decades. But, you know, community members that have come in to see wonderful concerts. But also one of the great things that has happened at grad club over the last several years is the mainstay open stage drag show. And I really wanted to bring you in to be able to talk about the impact of the closure on the drag scene because of the loss of this venue.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, the grad club, it hasn't just been like a venue. It's been a home for drag mm-hmm. in Kingston over the last, many years, actually. It's one of the most consistent spaces where we're able to host drag events or even queer events, though, too, as well. But yeah, it's not just, you know, shows, it's community. And like you were mentioning, the open stage, it's mentorship and also creative freedom sort of thing, too, where we're able to try out different acts and different things. And it's been the start of many drag careers, actually, in town here. Many drag careers started off at the grad club and especially at the open stage as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a real loss to the community.
Thank you for that. Really important to know. So with the closure of yet another venue, we know the Mansion just closed down within the last month as well. Tell me, Tiffany, what happens next for open stage drag and drag shows in Kingston?
Well, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a tough one because, like I said, the grad club has consistently been very supportive of drag and you know, especially for drag artists to try out new things and stuff like that too. So it's going to be a huge loss. It's going to be a huge loss. And I don't really know if any venue out there will be able to support us as much as the grad club has in the past. They have really supported us. There is the hopes and the people are the heels have hit the pavement and we're already looking for places to hopefully host the open stage drag shows. And again, like you said, the open stage drag shows, it's been a really great opportunity to, you know, new drag artists and all that. I'm already on the lookout too, because I have my annual Holiday Spice fundraising drag show every December, and I'm already starting to hit the pavement too, trying to figure out where we can host that again this year. So yeah.
All right. So, Tiffany, I also know that you have lots of stuff happening on social media, but you also have a fabulous newsletter. I think it's a great opportunity for plugging this. So that way, folks that really want to keep up with where's the next drag stuff going to happen, tell us how we can keep up to date with what's happening with local drag.
Well, I believe the CFRC website also posts a lot of these events.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a regular spot and we post everything all the time. But no, where other places people might be able to just access, including that wonderful newsletter you put out.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, dragshow.ca. 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 Dragshow.ca, it's a listing for all kind of a drag events in and around. Kingston is predominantly in there, but we have events from all across Canada. But yeah, just go to dragshow.ca and there is a subscription list there too if you want to get some emails about that as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And now before we close, you had recommended that we play Mamma Mia by Cher.
Yes,
I'd love to be able to hear the importance of this particular song. It's a very popular one, as I understand, in the drag scene. What is this song about and why is it such an anchor for the drag community?
Well, it's an anchor because it's my song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. I think when I think of open stage and I think of drag shows at the grad club, I think about my career, because my career is 26 years, and it's always been part of the grad club has always been part of that too. And I started doing this song. I have no idea how many years ago I started this song. I was doing the ABBA version as well, but then it became such a mainstay, and people knew it. And then the young drag artists knew that song as my song, and they loved to have fun with that, as in teasing me. Mm-hmm. So quite often I'll be performing it, and then I turn around and I see that there's six other drag artists doing the same dance moves and everything. So it's when I think of a drag song that would exemplify the grad club, it's kind of that. It's all the generations kind of getting together and just having a good time. So this is to the grad club. Fond memories. You will be missed. But as someone also said in one of the drag chats that I'm with, rest in power.
Yeah.
Rest in power.
Absolutely. So we'll listen to Cher's Mamma Mia in just a couple of moments. But yes, of course, through this episode that we're airing on CFRC, we're playing a lot of music that people have recommended for live acts that they've seen. But while Cher hasn't been there, that song has been performed all sorts of times, thanks to you and all of your compatriots working in the drag scene. Do you have any messages before we close for folks that are interested in getting into drag, especially the young folks that are thinking about it?
Well, I would say, first and foremost, come out to a drag show, you know. And there's a lot of drag events happening in and around Kingston. Come out to a drag show, especially, and if you really want to see how amazing drag brings community together, I think the Drag in the Park, which is going to be happening the first week of June, which is an open air, a drag show where we get like hundreds of people who come out. I would challenge you to come out to that. But yeah, first and foremost, come out to a drag show. See what it's all about. Enjoy yourselves, and then reach out to the drag community. I'm sure Open Stage will find a new home. It will maybe a little while before we find a new home for that, where you can try out, doing drag for the first time. But yeah, and drag is for everyone. It's for everyone and everyone.
And any last messages for the grad club folks?
Any last messages to the drag grad club folks? So, yeah, I'm just going to say it's been a slice. It's been a slice. It's got quite a community, the grad club community. It spans many, many generations, and it's been great to be part of that community. And thank you for welcoming me in that community too. You know, I guess now a lifetime member of the grad club. And they awarded that to me quite a few years ago because they love me and I love them, and it'll be missed.
Thank you very much, Tiffany, for taking some time out of your gardening days to join us for this very special episode to say goodbye to our dear friends at the Grad Club. And thank you also for telling us how to keep on the beat of what's happening with the drag scene and continue following Tiffany on Instagram, and definitely sign up for the newsletter as well so you know what's happening in the drag scene. Thanks so much. We really do appreciate your time, Miss Tiffany. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for having me.
We are so back here on CFRC 101.9 FM and our special tribute to the Grad Club following its closure as of April 24th. You just heard Cher's Mamma Mia, requested by Miss Tiffany Morgan herself, who loves that song and bringing the best in drag to accompany it. Coming up now, I'm going to play a song from one of my favorite acts that I ever saw at the Grad Club. The song is by Elliot Brood called Oh Alberta, and I remember being quite enamored by this murder ballad band and their use of an old suitcase in their drum kit during their live sets. Incidentally, the first musician I ever got to interview for CFRC was Mark Sasso in 2005 when the band was touring the album Tintype, their first album. When they played at the Grad Club that year, I repped for CFRC and worked the band's merch table. And for the effort, not only did I get to see a kick-ass show, but I also got a mini 8-centimeter CD that I've never actually played because, well, I don't want to stick that teeny thing into my slot-loading CD drive in my old car and have it lost, well, forever. Interview, merch girl, free concert I got to see at the Grad Club with my friends. It was a classic night. Hope you love the song as much as I do. Enjoy. And that was Elliot Brood with O Alberta, a show I saw in 2005 at the Grad Club after my first ever CFRC interview. I also saw that show that night with my very good friend Scott Stevens, who at the time was CFRC's music coordinator as well. He worked here for like 15 years or something like that. I chatted with him over the weekend as well. And like Cameron Willis, he had a huge list of shows that he'd seen at the Grad Club. But yes, we had a good time at that Elliot Brood show. We busted moves together for sure. It was a raucous evening. But one performance that really stood out for Scott, who folks may also recall used to DJ Thursday nights at the Toucan back in the day too. For Scott, he really loved the band Stars when they toured their 2004 album, Set Yourself on Fire. This one's for you, Scotty Too Hottie. I'm playing Your Ex-Lover is Dead, the lead single from that album. Enjoy the song, everyone.
When there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Sons of Rick called Fusion Frenzy, a high-energy garage rock track inspired by the classic original Xbox party game that brought the band closer together through late-night couch co-op chaos. The song delivers punchy riffs and catchy lyrics that stay lingering in your head as an earworm. A longtime fan favorite at live shows, Fusion Frenzy captures the band's edge while turning a shared inside joke into an anthem. Are you a local musician who would like to be highlighted next time on our airwaves and social media? Just complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Fusion Frenzy by Sons of Rick on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here right now with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be great to eat gourmet food from some of Kingston's top chefs all in one place? Well, you can. If you attend Savor Spring, a culinary experience on Saturday, May 2nd, for an evening of exceptional food, local talent, and community spirit that will make a meaningful impact for students across KFLNA. Savor Spring, a culinary experience, brings together six of Kingston's standout chefs for an immersive dining event supporting the Food Sharing Project.